This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 this morning. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network and the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut this afternoon. He will also undertake metro ride till Meerut South station. After that, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation entire 82 kilometers long Delhi-Meerut-Namo Bharat corridor. He will inaugurate the remaining sections of the India's first Namo Bharat regional rapid transit system. These include 5 kilometers section between Saraikale Khan and New Ashoknagar in Delhi and the 21 kilometer section between Meerut South and Modipuram in Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Meerut metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Meerut.
In Assam, the new integrated terminal at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati begins its operations from today, marking a major addition to the state's aviation infrastructure. This integrated terminal is expected to significantly enhance passenger handling capacity and improve overall operational efficiency in view of increasing air traffic in the region. More on this from our correspondent.
This new terminal building is built at a cost of rupees 4,000 crore and designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. It draws inspiration from Assam's biodiversity and cultural heritage under the theme Bamboo Orchids. The new terminal aimed at strengthening Guwahati's position as a key aviation hub. State government described the development as a step towards strengthening connectivity and supporting economic growth, tourism and trade in this region. Aminul Haq Joddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
India and Brazil have set an ambitious target to boost their bilateral trade to $30 billion by 2030, up from the previous goal of $20 billion. Secretary East and the Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran at the special briefing informed that the decision was made during Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's visit to India, where he emphasized that the earlier target was not ambitious enough. Vice President C.B. Radhakrishnan will visit Tamil Nadu today. During the visit, the Vice President will participate as the chief guest at the foundation stone laying ceremony for the statue of Thiru V.O. Chidambaram Pillai at Vandiyur in Madurai. Later in the day, Mr. Radhakrishnan will also visit the Thirukoshtiyur Somyar Narayan Perumal Temple and Rani Velu Nachiyar Palace in Shivganga. Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to Swami Sahajanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Swami Sahajanand Saraswati was committed throughout his life to uniting a country which was divided by caste, religion and sect. US President Donald Trump has raised the global tariffs from 10% to 15% after a big setback in the Supreme Court. In a 6-3 decision, the court said the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not give a president the power to introduce broad, across-the-board tariffs on imports. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The men in blue finished at the top of their group after winning all four matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.